Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. My Secret Place by Cynthia R. Johnson is a story of people seeking God in troubled times. A place that no one can undermine its existence. A place of peace, happiness, healing, love, and strength for all who seek it. Cynthia Johnson is a mother of three daughters, a native of Oklahoma, lives there now, a proud graduate of Langston University. She earned a master's degree in counseling as it worked in the field of counseling for 15 years, enjoys reading, gardening, and fishing, in that order. Cynthia R. Johnson, author of My Secret Place, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Cynthia. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
I love what you've done with the book, and the book is receiving excellent reviews. My Secret Place, it's a book that so many people can relate to, getting so many very favorable comments. What was the inspiration for writing My Secret Place? Where did this whole idea, the storyline, come from?
Well, it happened, you know, I wasn't intentionally going to write a book, but I began writing after my sister passed away unexpectedly. And it was just story. There was a story just whirling around in my head, and it just kept going and going like a movie. So I started writing. And as it was pouring out of me, I just kept writing and writing. And then one morning I woke up, and I had it in my bed, and I looked over and I was like, wow, I did that? You know, but I really didn't sit down to write. I've tried oftentimes to write a book, and I never completed anything. But this time it seemed like everything, whatever was inside of me in the recesses of my inner being, it just floated to the top and just came out. And that's how I wrote that book.
How long did it take you to do this? From the time you had this original idea to you figured out, I just actually wrote a book. How long a period was that?
Actually, a year. Because, it just kept coming out, just pieces of stories. Yes. And I would just write it down. Even if I was at work, I'd write down keywords and phrases. And I would put up, those pieces of paper in my pocket. Then when I got home, I would dump it out on my bed and I would just put them together and then start writing. I said, oh, that belongs there. I remember I was looking for a word and I just started putting together and just kept going and kept going and kept going. And then I was surprised. And then I happened to look onto YouTube, and that's how I found CreateSpace. And then I uploaded it into CreateSpace and created my own cover. And that's originally how I got started. And then I ordered my first book, and I was just ecstatic because I never believed that I could create anything. It's sort of like my baby.
What was it like when you got the book? You have the book, your cover, your title, your story. It's got Cynthia R. Johnson on the cover of the book. What was that moment like when you opened that? And here is the result of all of this hard work that you put into this, all of this creative ability of yours that went into this. What was that like when you saw the book for the first time?
It was amazing, because if you look over all the years that I have been planning to write and it never came to fruition. I when I looked at it, I was like, I finally, did what I've been dreaming to do for a long time. It was very, the pouring out, the just pouring everything out of me, out of my inner being, it was like a release. I'm a counselor. And so usually you're always taking in people's problems and trying to work through them through it. And so this was a release for me. And it just kept pouring out, and I just felt, oh my gosh. And then when I saw it, and like I said, I woke up one morning and I looked over and it was in the bed with me, like my baby. And I was just, oh my gosh. I was like, Lord, you gave this to me. And I couldn't have done it by myself. I know it had to be God. I couldn't have created it by myself.
It's interesting. You talk to so many people in a situation like yours, and it's like sort of the self-doubt. I really don't know if I can do this. Suddenly you've done it, and you feel there's been a little divine inspiration along the way, divine assistance in getting the book out there. The book is My Secret Place by Cynthia R. Johnson. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Cynthia's page on Amazon, get information on the book and order that order that as well. I find it fascinating because this book is touching so many people. They are enjoying the story, the world that you've created. They're getting very positive thoughts in reading this. And it sounds like for the author, that was the same way. You were just saying this book really touched you in a positive way as well, didn't it?
Yes. You know, from all my experiences, and even as being a counselor dealing with a lot of child abuse, domestic abuse, all those issues, you know, you think you work through, as you work through them with your clients, something is still left inside of you. And I think that is the crux of it, because as I began to write, those issues began to flow into a story. And I find that within the themes of my storylines, you know, about those different issues. And I was like, wow, I didn't know I felt so deeply about them. You know, even though you work through them with other people, you don't think you take it home, but you do.
You've got dynamic characters in the book. Talk about developing those characters. And the book is written with a lot of dialogue, which really we get into the minds of the people, the main characters that you're talking about. But I would think that would present challenges from an author standpoint in writing this with so much dialogue and getting the right dialogue, getting it, edited where you don't have too much, you don't have not enough. First of all, with the characters, talk about developing the characters in My Secret Place.
When I started developing the characters, a lot of the characters' names are people in my family or people who have touched me. And so they all have a story. And how I was able to keep up with each of my characters and remember them was because they had a story. And so if, you know, as I wrapped that character in that story, I always remembered how I felt about that person. So when I read about that person, I could say, yeah, that reminds me of this person, and that reminds me of that person. And so, like I said, a lot of the life issues, I have seen so much as a counselor over my lifetime, till it really speaks of all the issues in life. And I assign people those characters because they help me to remember, you know, what this story is about or what a certain aspect of the story is about. And so if I'm talking about domestic abuse, I do know something that surrounds a certain person. And I said, you know, the aura around them just helps me to create this story until I can continue it on. And I can even jump back to that person that said, and remember why I write that story, why I wrote that storyline. Is it because of this person? And it doesn't really, really tell their story, but it's sort of like a it's not their story, but it is the story surrounding, you know, a lot of the issues that we face in life. And so I was able to say, plug, you know, people in, and I was like, yeah, this fits her so well. This fits this person so well. Even some of my students who are aspiring to do things, and I just, you know, say, yeah, this sounds like this my student. She's really inspiring. She has all these dreams. And then I have a character with so many dreams and so many hopes, you know. Yes. And it doesn't look like she fit the bill, but she said, this is what I dream to be. And I just remember placing one of my students' names in that story for her because it sounds so much like her.
You know, once you get the themes, the stories, the ideas that you want to touch upon, you need to do it in a way that's going to hold the attention of the reader. And as I'm reading reviews, they talk about the twists, the plot lines. You really did a nice job with that. What are the challenges as a writer to take these stories and to make them interesting so people will read? They'll read and learn from the stories you're telling.
Well, I really didn't have experience creating a story with plot lines and characters and the antagonist and protagonist. I didn't know anything about those things. But what I did know is that everybody has a story. As a counselor, our lives are like narratives. So when people come and tell me about the issues that they're dealing with, they tell me in a narrative. And so that was one thing that I knew about, I was really ingrained about telling narratives. And so I connected those narratives, you know, throughout the timeline so that people could understand, you know, things that people were going through and why they reacted or behaved this way. And then they began to tell a story growing up of you know, the abuse they went through or the trauma. And, you know, now even in counseling, we talk about trauma and how it shapes us and why we behave the way we behave. And working with people that have been through trauma and trying to help pull them out of it and to be able to deal with it and move past it, you know, it allowed me to tell those stories in a type of way that you could look at it and say, hey, yeah, I can get through this. Yes, I can achieve this. You know, and actually that's the reason for the book is to be inspiring. And I found a lot of touching and inspiring stories that people can say, hey, you know, if that person can do it, so can I. If they can survive it and thrive, so can I. And that's the story we need for today, even during the pandemic. You know, mm-hmm. I kind of thought that I would be among those that didn't survive it because it sound the coronavirus sounded like it was going to wipe this whole world out. But now, as we look today, so many of our families are intact, and we can tell a story about how we survived it. You know,
yes.
This is going to go down in the book of history. So there'll be a lot of books written about their story. People will have stories to write.
I'm sure they will come out very shortly, and an endless stream of those from the different perspectives of the author. Our guest on the program is Cynthia R. Johnson. Her book is My Secret Place. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. You're a very talented writer. Talk about influences. What authors maybe inspired or influenced you?
California J. Cooper. She, I love her books. All of her books I have read, some of them I have purchased, I love history. I love knowing how people lived back in, you know, I call them the old times. And she talks about, you know, years ago and, you know, she talked about growing up and being on the farm, different things that I didn't experience. And so even with my my family, my great aunt, she would tell me stories about when they were growing up and what were the rules for the family when they grew up. And then I had a neighbor who was elderly, and I would sit on her porch, and she would tell me stories about how who lived on this block that we live on, and she would just tell me stories about everybody, and we became very intimate, and I would just sit and laugh at the stories. And so I grew up in that time where the elderly would tell you, you know, stories about how life was. Yes. And we don't pass that down anymore. But I grew up in that time. And so I always tell my daughter stories about when I was growing up and how things were for me. So that they know, well, Mom, I know, but that's why you do that, because Mom, when you grew up, you know, this is the way things were. And they knew because I told them this is the way that things were when I grew up. And so they could understand why I was always two steps ahead of everything.
That's interesting.
They are very relaxed. Yeah, yes. They're very relaxed, and they think everything is just going to happen. I'm like, no, you have to make it happen. And so I just believe storytelling, it is a great tool for everybody. Well, and to know each other's story helps us to understand other people.
Well, I was going to say, it really helped us understand ourselves and other people. There's so much truth to that. And you are an accomplished storyteller. Do you have any plans for future books? Are you working on anything else right now?
Well, I want to write, even with the pandemic on, I wanted to go back to writing because it was such a release. And that's what I felt from that experience. And I kind of think that this is my purpose, writing. But I keep arguing with God. I said, well, God, how am I going to help these people? Because as a counselor, you know you're helping somebody and you're being productive. And so when I go to writing, I said, well, you know, who am I helping? And he said, you know, the Lord spoke to me and he said, well, your works will reach, you know, more people than you're reaching right now. I felt guilty about leaving counseling and my clients. And I'm like, oh, no, this person is right in the middle of their breakthrough. I want to wait and I want to see them really process, you know, how to move to the next level. And you do, in counseling, you don't want to leave them. You want to stay there until they reach, you know, whatever goal they need to reach. And but at the same time, I would love to write again. But I can't do two both at the same time. One is pouring into me and one is pouring out of me. And I have to figure out which one I want to do.
Now, have you done any writing previous to this, to My Secret Place?
Only I've written a poem years ago. The newspaper had this contest out, and I wrote a poem, and it was published. And I kept saying I wanted to write, and I just had so many. I was going to school full time. I was working as a recreation assistant in a poor area, and I just loved helping, the young mothers there. I started out early, in counseling. It seems like I have been doing this my whole life. And so it takes a lot of time, and it wears you out. So sometimes when you go to sleep, you wrestle with the things that you've been dealing with, and it takes a lot of you. So you don't have room for writing. It's really like one or the other. If there is a counselor that can write and do counseling and not go home and think about, what to, prepare for their clients for the next day, then God bless them. They're a great counselor. But for me, I can only focus on one thing at a time.
Well, it sounds overwhelming, and you've done such an excellent job with this book, and I certainly hope there are more, and we have a chance to talk about them. Cynthia Johnson, author of My Secret Place. A few minutes left in the program today. What is your takeaway when someone reads My Secret Place? What do you hope it is they take away after completing the book?
Well, I hope they take away that this is what I found, and I think many of them of the people have found during the pandemic is that you have to have something, you have to have something strong in you, something that you can go to, where you can understand this world that you're living in. You can understand all the things that you're going through, and you can get through it. I think without having a secret place to dwell with God and to hear His word, because sometimes He speaks so softly, and till you don't even think where did I hear that from?
Exactly.
Somebody told
Yes.
me to turn left. Yes. And why didn't I turn? And that's God speaking to you. And I have found that in my secret place, when I'm dwelling with God, He has all the answers to, the world's troubles for today. And I just hope that people are learning to do that now. And I hope this book inspires them to even do it more. To wait on God's
Yes.
word and to dwell with them
I love
when
the
they're troubled.
title of the book, My Secret Place, and I love the book cover. And you look at the book cover and you think, okay, I need to find my own secret place. If I don't have one, I really need to find that place. Take a minute or so here at the end. You self-published author, you decided to do this. Probably many people who are listening going, I've thought I've had a book in me for years, but I have no idea. I'm afraid of jumping into the process. What's your experience been like as a self-published author, and would you encourage others to follow a similar path?
Yes, I wouldn't encourage them because I think everybody has a story. And I think, but for me, it took the loss of my sister. And I don't know why. And I've lost my parents before I lost my sister. And I don't know why this jolted me, but it got me to a place where I couldn't think of anything else. And then I just remember, something just said start writing, and I started writing, and my hands started cramping. The next thing I know, I started typing it in Word, and then it was just like maybe God just guided me to this. I mean, because I think at some point, if whatever talent it is that you have within you, God will be able to pull it out of you, and He will stop you from all this mindless wandering and say, "Hey, I have something for you that I want you to birth into this world." And I believe that's what God had for me, a word to birth into this world. I've had many of my teachers when I worked at the school district reading. It was like, wow, I couldn't wait to get back from work to go and read. And they said, I thought maybe it was just something that I was just running on and on and just talking about. And
Yes.
they said, no, it's very inspiring. And when the English teacher said, I really would like for my kids to read this, and she's talking about her students in the school, because it's very inspiring, informative, and entertaining. And I think this will be a good read for them.
Well,
So
it's
that.
so inspirational what you've done in the book and what you've done in real life by following this dream of writing the book and touching so many people. Obviously, a continuation of your life's work, which has been counseling, just doing it now in a different form. And as
Yes.
God said to you, you'll reach a lot more people. It's not one-on-one now. It's you talking to hundreds and thousands of people at a time. Cynthia, it's been a
Exactly.
real pleasure having you on the program. Cynthia R. Johnson, her book is My Secret Place. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Amazon's an easy place to remember. Information there and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Congratulations for what you've done. Hopefully there will be another book and we can talk about it here as well. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
It's been a pleasure having Cynthia Johnson on our program. Her book is My Secret Place. Book available at Amazon. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.